Welcome and thank you for joining us. At Worship Harvest, we believe that we are a movement of the gospel, discipleship, and mission. And we are committed to catalyzing spiritual, social, and economic renewal in our immediate communities. And as a result, the world. Here is this week's teaching.
Well, welcome. I mean, the thing is that the word of God is what changes our lives. Sometimes you wonder, why do we go for MC every week? Yeah. Why do I go to garage every week? Why do I listen to messages? Why is there more challenge? Why am I doing all these things? It's because you are spirit.
Yes.
Okay. You possess a soul.
Oh, yes.
And you live in a body.
Oh, yes.
And you are a heavenly being trying to have an earthly experience.
Oh, yes.
So, and earthly experiences are generally not always wonderful.
They are not.
And so if you don't bring in the heavenly aspect of your life to bear effect on your earthly experience, you're going to have a bad earthly experience.
Yep.
That's why we're always in the Word, because the Bible says the entrance of your Word brings
light
and gives understanding to the simple. So that's the efficiency of the Word. So I want you to be very expectant.
Oh, yes. We are very expectant.
Both in studio and at home. Be expectant. You never know at what point the Word of God is going to start doing surgery in your life, whether that's in your heart, whether that's in your body, whether that's in your bank account, whether that's in your marriage, whether that's in your relationship, whether that's in your parenting, whether that's in your MC or your zone, the Word of God is always working.
Oh, yes.
And the scripture teaches that it is like a double-edged sword, a two-edged sword, okay, which is able to what? Divide.
To divide.
Bone and marrow. Soul and spirit. Amen. And is a designer of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So I want you to have a great expectation tonight.
Oh, yes.
as we gather around the Word,
yeah,
that your life will never, ever be the same. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, any final shots before we go? Do you have a testimony?
Oh, I have many testimonies.
Tell us.
First of all, when you talk about the Word,
move your mind
closer. Let's start from the testimony of the Word of God, how it just changes your life without even noticing, unconsciously. I used to be the kind of person that gets angry very quickly.
Oh,
you snap at it. But there's a time...
Just like that. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the wires have chopped. But there's a time Florence Babide from Mokono Center told me, these days, for some reason, I can't believe your response. Like, we are shocked because we thought the response would be otherwise. But you're happy, you're able to deal. And I realize it's just a thing that happens. And it starts to happen without you trying to work it effortlessly.
Yes. Yeah, it's effortless change.
Yeah, effortlessly. And I became a very happy person. I'm so happy even in the middle of chaos. I'm creating a joke and I'm like, was that me?
Wow.
Before that, it was airtight.
Can you imagine Ruth Ma creating a joke in the middle of... Yeah.
So,
you are looking at a living miracle. Otherwise, ask movers and shakers.
No, there was a time my mother had to tell me, Ruth, it's a small thing. She was, I think, fed up of how I get angry at every little thing.
Yeah.
But then out of the blue, she's thinking, you're so happy, I like calling you, we get to talk without you cutting me off and saying, mommy, remember. It's so effortless. Yeah. So I really thank God for the Word, that it's building me up, it's making me a new person. I don't know the last time I lashed out at anyone. Yeah, seriously.
Mr. Pirama is the greatest beneficiary of the Bible and the Word of God. What a beneficiary.
What a beneficiary.
Hey.
And when you talk about increase, in when you talked about how the word of God can increase even in your bank account and all those spaces, I remember starting to stand on Job 8:7, just repeating the word of God. And you know, these things sound cliche because you're reciting words. To a normal human being, they are words. And I would recite Job 8:7 daily.
What does it say?
It says, though your beginning was small, yet your latter end shall increase abundantly. And I said it through January, and it showed no effect. Then Feb, I was doing my income tracker, and the money I had got was more than the money I earned. From just gifts, random, I was like, this thing works. You just have to be in the word and keep planting it, and it just brings results and makes your normal day-to-day life very easy, heavenly, abundantly. As in me, I eat burgers and chips like here and there. Like, it's no longer a hustle. It's not a hustle.
Burgers and chips without a hustle. You will be there. Someone is saying,
yes.
Cassava and beans. Okay, we permit you to.
But Apostle, for real, the thing you've said, the word of God, it brings effortless results.
Yeah.
And it's just, and many people don't want to believe us because it's just words. But the day you understand that those words are Christ is the day you start to recite and you see Him living with you.
So likewise, you shall come back with a testimony. You know, the word of God, you cannot overdose on it. You can't say, oh, you took too much of that. That you're having, there are no side effects with the word.
Yes.
You can just keep putting it in until everyone is like, hey, you don't have problems? And you're like, matter of fact, I don't. Now let's get back to if not to brag or anything. I tried problems, I didn't like them, and I decided on the word.
Ephesians
chapter 1. We are still in Ephesians 1. Last week there were people here taking it down. But I want us to start at verse 13. Tim and Rebecca Lynn say, we send you greetings. I know you are wondering why we are still in chapter 1. We are also wondering why we are still in chapter 1. Ephesians 1:13. Ephesians 1, verse 1 to 14 is a greeting. Paul is sending his greetings to the church in Ephesus. But it's a very loaded greeting. In fact, if you just lived out Ephesians 1:1 to 14, you would be unrecognizable as a human being. Yeah, just if you take that one portion and say, I'm going to live according. Because in there is forgiveness of sins, there is
healing,
there is everything, there is every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places of Christ, there is accepted in the beloved. There is an inheritance. It's too heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't be depressed if you lived out only these
14 verses.
And yet there is a whole book, and then there are other books, and there are testaments, and I don't know what. But let's try and go to verse 13 as he's finishing the greeting. Verse 13 and 14. Read for us verse 13.
Verse 13. In Him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
Woo.
Wow.
So I was thinking about that verse this evening.
Yes.
And it started unearthing other things. So we are going to look into a little bit of the other things that it brings up. So it says, in Him you also trusted. Now there are, how many in Hims are in here?
In Him.
He starts with the verse 4. Okay? He says, okay, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in every blessing in Christ, just as He chose us in him. So the first in Him comes at the point of choice.
Of being chosen.
We were chosen, and this is the mistake people make. You were not chosen as Ruthma.
No.
God didn't come and say, I've chosen Ruth Mirembe.
Yeah.
I've rejected whoever other person
other
is.
Person.
Because that's, some people hold that view that God chooses some and rejects some.
Yeah.
No. God didn't choose you individually. God chose Christ.
Oh, yes, in him.
He chose Christ. And when you are in him, you are automatically chosen. So you can sing, I am chosen, not forsaken. It's a bit like a bus. Okay?
Yes.
If there is a public bus that has certain benefits and you stop it and you get enter, you already are a beneficiary
of the benefits.
Of the benefits of that bus.
Wow.
Now, some people think Christ is like a school bus which only picks up certain people. If it was a school bus, if you are not in uniform, even if you stop, they can't take you. Now, that's not Christ. That's why the Bible says that God desires that every man should be saved.
Yes.
How can everyone be saved if some are not chosen to get on the bus? So you see that what he has done, he has chosen Christ, who is like a public bus, but everyone who gets on gets to be chosen. Am I making sense?
Yes, so much sense.
The day you get on an airplane to go to another country,
you'll
find that your personal contribution to the fighting against gravity is unnecessary. Because the airplane is doing all the work.
Yes,
and
yes.
Your whole deal is to be in the plane. And as long as you are in the plane, it will fight gravity. It will move at 900 kilometers per hour. It will get you there in a short time, even though it's a long distance. Why? Because it's about the plane, not the passenger.
You can actually even sleep.
Yeah.
And you'll get there.
You can sleep and you are moving at 900 kph while sleeping.
Yeah.
Or watching movies. Or eating.
Or eating.
Shout, I'll be there.
I'll be there.
So we are chosen in him. It's not about us. It's not about us who have been. Look, once that plane takes off, it doesn't matter how much you weigh, you are all defying gravity. It doesn't matter how much money you left back home, you are having a similar experience, courtesy of the plane, not the individuals on the plane. And in Christ, that's how it's designed. We are all supposed to have a similar experience. We are all the righteousness of God in him. We are all, he was made poor that we all might be made rich through him. By his stripes, we were all healed. Yeah. I don't know if I'm talking to anyone.
Yeah, you're talking.
The joy of the Lord is our strength, all of us, not some people.
Yes, yeah.
So I want us to go back a little bit into the in him and understand that all these wonderful things are happening, not because of me, not because of you, but because of him, because of Christ. Am I talking at all?
You're talking.
Let me show you a verse.
Show us, Apostle.
Romans 1:1 and 1:2. Quite early in Romans, you'd not expect a lot of revelation, but let's go.
Paul, a bond servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God.
First, stop there because we're about to hit some very hectic revelation.
We are ready,
apostle. But you have to take gospel of God and put it in your head and heart. Separated to the what? To the gospel of God.
Paul
was separated to the gospel of God. His whole life was about preaching the gospel.
Okay. Yes.
Next verse.
Which he promised before through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures.
Next verse.
Concerning his son Jesus Christ our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh.
So the gospel is concerning who?
His son.
The gospel to which Paul was separated was concerning his son, our Lord Jesus. The technical word of the word gospel, which by the way we are going to look at later, is almost too good to be true news. Like they tell you and you first slap the person telling you.
It's true.
And say, don't deceive me. Okay? Don't lie to me. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like if someone has been struggling to have a child for some time, and then they go and they tell them, you are expecting.
Yeah,
they may first slap the doctor. Yeah, because it's like, look, concerning this issue, I don't want any deception. I don't want false promises. I don't want false hope.
I don't want jokes,
I've people have laid hands on me until I have no hair. So I don't want... Don't joke about this issue.
Like, let's not deal.
If you had a big debt, some people, I don't know how they get into that level of debt. Let's say you had 500 million in debt, and someone comes and says, you know what?
It's
your
cleared.
Debt is cancelled. Not only that, they've even deposited 300 million. You are not.
I don't want lies.
You'll be like, can I see your back as the distance between us increases? Because it's almost too good to be true news.
Yeah.
And concerning his son, Jesus Christ our Lord, he's almost too good
to be true
news. The news about him is unbelievably good. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So when he says in him, the first in him is to be chosen to be in him. Okay.
Wow.
Now let me hurry. And then he goes, the second in him is verse 7. In him we have
redemption
through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. That's the second name. We have redemption, which is being rendered as forgiveness of sins. We have it.
Yeah.
So one, we are chosen in him. Two, forgiven in him. Why are you forgiven? The same way you are chosen, not because of you, is the same way you're forgiven,
not because of you, but because
of him in whom you are.
Wow. I like it so much.
So without him, there's no redemption.
Not at all.
But in him,
you have.
We have. We are in possession of.
Wow.
We are not looking for. We are not searching for.
Hmm.
It's not a promise.
We already have it.
We have it. We have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness
of sins.
What a redeemer.
What a redeemer.
And then he continues and says many things. And then the third in him is verse... Okay, he talks
11?
About might gather... together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and on earth in
him.
Okay, he's talking about the good pleasure of his will, where he will gather all things in heaven and on earth in him. Okay, now that's him gathering in him, but I want us to focus on the ones that pertain to us directly. So we have choice. We've been chosen, we have redemption.
Forgiven.
Now verse 11,
in him also we have obtained an inheritance.
Yeah, that's the third one. So imagine, chosen,
forgiven,
given an inheritance.
Ah.
2 weeks ago we were here discussing this inheritance thing, and we were talking about how it's as if a man went to the market, bought some slaves, took them home, and they thought they were going to be slaving. Only to be told, this is home.
This is home,
welcome
new clothes.
Home. Take off the slave clothes. Put on the clothes for home. Dinner is ready.
Your buffet.
Find your self-contained room.
Wow.
You are in room number this.
Ah.
Say, I'll be there.
I'll be there.
Breakfast is served between 6 o'clock and 10 o'clock.
Meanwhile,
you came thinking you are coming to work.
To work.
But they are, that's why some people are very unsettled in church. Because they can't imagine. It's like, is it real? What is this? Is it a trick? When are they coming for their money? No, they are not.
All the money you work for is now yours.
Yeah, everything you work for is yours.
Yeah.
Wow. That's why you can never outgive God. Like when you say, rise and build, you put something.
Yeah.
Before you know it, he's walloping you with serious money you can't even handle.
True.
Yeah, because God is not in the business of taking.
Wow.
God is in the business of blessing.
Oh, yes. Wow.
So, chosen in him.
Forgiven in him. And
heirs in him. Given, he says we are joint heirs
with Christ
and heirs of God, as in wasikirani katonda.
Okay, now it sounds too good to be true. when you say it like that, Apostle.
Yeah, even some people in the studio, they are like, Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Sometimes you put it in your local language. Wasikirani Katonda.
Katonda.
In whose will have you been written? In God's will. Yeah. Some people, your parents never left a will with your name in it.
That's not
but
brother.
God. But God.
But God
has a will.
This is so good.
Are we together?
Yes.
Now, it's along those lines of all those in hymns that we come to verse 13.
All right.
Yeah.
In him you also trusted.
Yeah.
After you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
I want us to lean a little bit into this verse. Because he says, in him also, you also trusted.
Trusted.
How?
After you
hearing
the word of truth. Wow.
What is another word for trust? Belief.
Belief.
What is another word for belief?
Faith.
And what does it say? Faith comes
by hearing by the word of God.
That's why it says the entrance of your word
brings light and
revelation
and
gives understanding to the simple. Those who may not look like they have much, the word of God starts revealing much to them.
Yes.
That's why we are, I said this on Sunday and somewhere else, we are a book religion. That's why the people who came to plant churches long when your grandfathers and mothers were the ones around, the first thing they set up were schools to teach them to read. Because you really couldn't be a Christian if you couldn't read.
Oh, yes.
Because everything is based on precious promises.
Wow. Yes.
Do you understand? So when you can't check it out, that's why the Bereans, the Bible says they were more noble than those of Thessalonica. Give me the verse, please. Because they went home every day and they checked out the things that Paul was preaching to see if they were so.
Yeah,
Bereans, please.
Yeah.
B-E-R-E-A-N. Let's move quickly. Bereans.
These were more fair-minded than
these were the
those
people from before. Give us the previous verse so there is some context.
Then the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea.
Yeah.
When they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures
daily
to find out whether these things were so. Wow.
They were more fair-minded. They were like, this guy is saying strange things. Let's go and check out what he is saying. If all you're going with is what your pastor said and you have not checked it out, you're not going to be fair-minded.
You're not.
Do you know, fair-minded, I want to use it differently. When they say a lady looks fair, what do they mean?
Oh, fair.
Yeah, it's a fair, attractive.
She's
a fair-looking lady.
Yeah.
Don't think they're talking about she knows she can give, she can divide a banana into two, so one.
Apostle, let's come back to fair.
So when they say they were more fair-minded, they had a beautiful mind.
They had an intelligence.
I'm not talking about being fair as in justified.
No,
they had a more advanced level of, they were intelligent. They had a beautiful
mind.
Intelligent. They were beautiful on the inside. Why? Because they search the scriptures daily.
Wow.
Tap your neighbor and tell them, are you fair-minded?
Are you fair-minded? Wow.
Hey! So, you trusted after you heard the word of truth. Your faith, you will not trust without hearing the word of truth.
Yeah.
You will not trust
without hearing.
Without hearing.
without hearing.
All your doubts have come because out of not hearing the gospel. All your losses
have come
from not hearing the gospel.
Yeah.
All your poor decisions have arisen out of not hearing the gospel. All your defeats, because the Bible says this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So every time you are not overcoming, it means you are not walking in faith, and you're not walking in faith because you have not heard the gospel.
The gospel.
Somebody's understanding. Thank God.
Yes.
Are we together, brethren?
We are together, Apostle.
In Him, you also trusted. After you heard
the word of truth.
The word of truth. Wow. Are you seeing that?
We are seeing it.
Let me see. There's one I'm looking for. Let me stick with it.
All right.
So, in Him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth. And He says, what is that word of truth? The gospel of your salvation. Now, I want us to lean a little bit into the gospel of our salvation. Because it says, in Him also, having believed, so in Him you also trusted. Having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. But how did you get there? Hearing the gospel. Now, let me give me Galatians 1:6-9. Please, fasten your seatbelt.
Oh, yes.
Read it a little quicker.
I marvel that you are turning away so soon from Him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel.
First, stop there. Called you in the what?
In the grace of Christ.
To
a different gospel.
How do you know it's different?
Oh, it's not in the
it's
gospel.
It's not in the grace of Christ.
Grace of Christ.
I think the people in the room, they are thinking. So now let me bring us to real thinking. In the grace of Christ. To a different gospel. Remember Romans 1?
Yes.
Separated to the gospel
of God.
Of God concerning His Son.
His Son.
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
The gospel is concerning His Son.
His Son.
Okay. Let me give you two verses in John chapter 1.
Yes, Apostle. John chapter 1.
Verse, I believe, 14 and hopefully 17.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Who are they talking about?
They are talking about Jesus.
What was He full of?
Grace and truth.
Now, when someone is full of something, how much room is there left for them for you to add other things?
And there's no room. It's full.
If you get a glass and it's full of Coca-Cola, can you add juice? Why? Because it's what?
It's full.
Anything you add cannot fit.
Yes.
So what was Christ full of?
Grace and truth. So when you add anything, it's a different gospel.
Verse 17. We will get there. Yeah, some wires, they take long to melt. But we will get there.
For the law was given...
Especially the religious people who have been in church all their lives. who thinks God is like an angry mad woman looking for whom to devour or to beat. Let's go.
For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. This
Jesus
is so much.
Christ, grace and truth came embodied in a person called Jesus. When you met him, you have met grace and truth. And not only that, he was full of it.
Wow.
He didn't have a little bit.
He was full.
Now, if the gospel is about this person, that means the gospel is about grace and truth.
Apostle Amanda, stand.
So that's why Paul writes and says that I marvel you're moving to turning so soon away from him who called you
in the grace of Christ
to a different gospel. Next verse, he says,
which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ.
If it's not about grace and truth, it's perverted.
Understanding. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than you, we
than
have
what we preach
to you, let him be accursed.
Double emphasis, next verse.
As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed.
Paul, who is a grace preacher and that shouldn't be casting anyone,
wow,
is out of character and pronouncing a double curse on anyone who preaches any other gospel apart from the fact that it's concerning
grace,
his son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who was and is full of grace and truth. And that human beings who have been separated from God because of sin can now have a relationship with a holy God in whom there is no sin and in whose presence sin cannot stand, because he has put the punishment for sin upon his son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Wow.
So we can have access to the Father. And he says, anytime you start mixing up those issues, you're moving away
from the gospel of
from
Christ.
The gospel. Because the gospel is almost too good to be true news. It's when you look at yourself and you say, me, in my badness, are you telling me that God loves me?
He chose me. He forgave
me.
And gave me an inheritance. Grace and truth.
And I'm supposed to believe that? And I say, yes.
Wow.
Yes. Jesus was crucified between two criminals, not between two pastors, not between two righteous people.
Apostle,
he took his lot with the worst so we could take our place with the best. Never forget that. This is what brings humility. When you're walking with God and you start feeling like you've done something, you have accomplished some, you feel you have spiritual pedigree.
Can't measure.
Yeah, you can boast. But when you know that you deserved nothing, you only deserve punishment, but rather now you are given every good thing in Christ. That's why it's in him. You remove him and Yeah, it's like jumping out of an airplane and thinking you can sustain yourself in the sky.
No, you can't.
You will quickly find out
that
you were not contributing to the altitude and the gravity defiance. Rather, you were pushing the plane down. Yeah, that's how many people find that when they come to Christ, their only contribution is the sin you bring.
Mercy.
There is no goodness in you. You're not coming to Christ saying, you know Jesus, you know me, you know I've been trying to do this. I'm an MC leader. I'm a shepherd. I also, you know, like did some evangelism the other day. I fast on Wednesdays. I don't know what. I've done up more challenge and I can pray 1 hour. They will look at you and say, what are you talking about?
What are you saying?
Look, your recognition is sin. I'm a sinner. Like that tax collector who beat himself in a chest and said, Lord, have mercy on me.
Yeah.
A helpless sinner. While the Pharisee was there boasting, I fast twice a week. I tithe everything. What?
I give alms.
All those things are good. We should do them as fruit of what has happened to us.
Mm.
Because mango trees somehow put on mangoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And branches of Christ should somehow put on fruit of Christ. But they are not the things that give us access. They are not the things that count for our acceptance.
No.
They are not the things that count for our sonship. In him you also trusted. Why did you trust?
Because you had the word of truth.
How do you know it was true? It was the gospel.
It was grace and truth.
It was grace and truth. It was grace.
It was grace.
Church, it was grace. And once that happened, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit.
Sealed.
Acts 20, verse 24. Our time is flying.
I admit it. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I receive from the Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
To testify to the gospel of the grace of God.
What is the ministry we receive from the Lord Jesus? To testify
to the gospel
of what?
Of the grace of God.
Wow. What are you testifying to? When you go doing evangelism, what do you tell people? Are they hearing good news? Bad news?
Scary.
See, that's why they'll give you the wrong phone number.
Your gospel is too scary.
If it's the gospel,
they would want to come and see this God.
They're like, take me. I need more of this.
I'm understanding.
I need more of this thing you're talking about.
I'm understanding. Wow.
To testify to the gospel
of the grace of God.
Verse 32 of the same chapter. Verse 32.
So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among those. All those who are sanctified.
What is it able to do? It's able to
build you up.
It's able to give you an inheritance. What is it? It's the word of his grace. What's the word of his grace? The
gospel.
So if you don't feel like you're being built up, or that you have an inheritance, there is a likelihood you're listening to things
that is not
that are contrary to the gospel. Quietness Presbyterian Church.
Too good to be true.
Has joined us.
Look, it's able to build you up. In other words, there is nothing like a weak Christian, except if they are listening to the wrong thing. Because this one builds you up. There's nothing like a broke Christian.
Unless you're not listening.
Unless you're listening to the wrong thing. Because this one gives you an inheritance.
It does. Oh, yes.
No weakness.
Able to build
no brokenness. Just strength.
Yeah.
And abundance. Why? It is able to build you up.
It's able.
And give you an inheritance. That is the gospel. And if we understood it, we would stop at nothing to tell everyone about it. Because it's the solution for everything missing in this world. Now, look at Romans 5:17. Then we'll see if we can finish.
For if by the one's man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ.
Those who receive how much grace?
Abundance. Abundance.
What will happen to them?
They will receive reign in life. Reign in life.
If your life doesn't look like royalty.
Apostle. I also receive abundance of grace.
You know, when I tell people I'm the most loved person in the world, they think I'm joking. It's true.
Yeah.
And I have evidence to show. But you know, you have to believe it for yourself. Enoch believed that he was pleasing to God. Enoch himself.
Wow.
Yeah.
Himself.
Yeah.
Not his father.
You can look Hebrews 11:5. The guy just woke up and said, God is happy with me. God
by faith, Enoch.
Come up here, Ivan.
By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken,
what was happening?
He had this testimony that he pleased God. Wow.
Who was testifying about him that he pleased God?
His testimony.
Himself.
Himself.
Someone else, praise God. Praise God.
Yeah,
I have a testimony. I say, brother, what's the problem? I am pleasing to God.
I like it so much. I am pleasing to God.
Then he goes to another fellowship. Praise God. I have a testimony.
It's burning.
I am pleasing to God. It's a burning. It's a burning one. What's burning? I make God happy. Then he goes to children's side. Praise God. Praise God. I have a testimony. I am pleasing to God.
Wow. Wow.
It says it was by faith. He believed it. He didn't have to have evidence.
Wow.
Anything which you can hold in your hand like this and you already have, you don't need faith for.
You don't.
He had the testimony by faith. He just said, from today, I believe with all my heart that I, Enoch,
am pleasing to God.
Yeah, take it. And after only 300 years, they took the guy.
Wow.
So you, what's your testimony? Is your testimony what your spouse is saying about you? Or your workmates? Or your supervisor?
By faith.
If we had time, I would show you more.
I think we have some time. First, we have some time.
Colossians 1,
Let me cut this short. So you're going to hear some verses that are starting in the middle of the sentence.
Okay.
Verse 5 and 6. Colossians 1, 5 and 6. Quickly, and then we finish.
Because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, of which you heard before in the word of truth.
Of the truth of
the gospel.
Which is what?
Grace and truth.
Which is the grace of God. And see what it's doing next verse.
Which has come to you as it has also in all the world
and
is bringing forth fruit.
It's doing what?
Bringing forth fruit.
The gospel brings forth.
As it is also among you since the day you heard and knew the grace of God is in truth. In truth.
Connecting the wires, you know. He says, we give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's verse 3.
Mm.
Praying always for you since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus.
Mm.
How did they get faith? Hearing the gospel. And your love for all the saints. How did they get to love everyone? Not everyone loves everyone. Hearing the gospel. Because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, of which you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which has come to you as also in the world, bring forth fruit as it is also among you since the day you heard and knew the grace of God in truth. The word of the truth, the word of the truth of the gospel, is the grace of God in truth. And what is it doing? It's bringing forth fruit. If you find that your life doesn't have much fruit, it's likely you're not hearing the gospel.
The gospel. The gospel.
For it says in Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed
of the gospel
of Christ, the grace of Christ. Why?
It is the power of God to salvation.
If your life lacks power, it's likely you're listening to the wrong thing. But the power of God to salvation for
everyone who believes.
The Jew first and also. I said, for from it. Verse next verse. Next verse, click down.
For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
I promise.
We like it so much.
The righteousness of God is revealed.
Wow.
Do you know, Ruth? I know you have a lot of money, but I can't see it.
It's true.
But you can pull out your wallet and you reveal
the money.
And you say, You see, before, I'm not doubting that you have it, but I haven't seen it. You know, there are some brothers and sisters. Eh?
Maybe.
You know, they are born again. And you know, they are the righteousness of God in Christ. But you can't see it. It is not revealed. It is there. It is concealed. It is concealed. Some people, they carry concealed righteousness. When they start quarreling, you just know this one is righteous by faith. Yeah. Or when you start collecting money for Frontier.
Ah,
that's how you know their righteousness is concealed.
Why are you touching that area? No.
But because of the gospel, because of the grace of God, the righteousness of God that has always been hidden on the inside of you can become revealed. Everyone can see it. The Bible talks about those who shall walk this journey in Isaiah and say they shall be trees of righteousness.
Yeah.
You know, a tree,
you cannot see it. It's in your face.
You don't need police to come to your house and say, we know you're hiding a tree in here. Please bring it out.
Mercy.
No.
They can see it in the compound.
They can see it in the compound. That's how your righteousness shall be.
Amen.
If you connect
to
the gospel, to the word of his grace. Ruth Mao,
Wow.
Make an invitation. There are people who need to come to Christ to experience this.
Oh, yes. I know you may be watching us from your office, from work, on your way home. Maybe you've landed on this video and the grace of God is available for you. All you have to do is enter in Him, to receive Him as your Lord and Savior, to receive His Son that He sent us. And it's so simple. All you have to do is believe with your heart and confess with your mouth. And just like that, you are in Him. And everything we've talked about are yours. You're chosen. You're forgiven. You will have an inheritance. And I would like you to raise your hand up wherever you are and in that mission or community and just recite these words with me. Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
today I receive you as my Lord and Savior.
As my Lord and Savior.
I receive your grace and truth.
I receive your grace.
I want to be in Him.
I want to be in Him.
I take you as my Lord and Savior.
I take you as my Lord and Savior.
And from today,
I declare
that I am saved.
And I'm saved.
And just like that, dear friend, welcome to the family of God. Just one thing, I would like you to text WhatsApp or SMS text that number. There will be a pastor on the other side who is ready to help you and walk this journey with you. The number is 0775-642-449. And if you're not in Uganda, you add the plus 256-775-642-449. Welcome to the family of God.
Wow. What a blessing.
What a blessing.
And right then, your mission or committee and the people here in the room, Janet, can you just lift your voice and pray in the spirit? Yes, we bless you. It's time to pray. In your MC, mission or committee, pray together. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. God is doing mighty things. The presence of God is being revealed in your life. You shall not be a defeated Christian. You know the truth.
Yes,
you are being built up. You're receiving an inheritance. You're gaining strength. Bible says, and your brethren, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes. We bless you, Lord. Malile kusika pro shikataya, sinde brile kusakataya la babo. Marire kusakataya le kusike le babo sikataya ka. Mandele brile kusakataya baba baba baba. Marure kuzige brugure ketike le babo sikataya ka. Rondele brile kusakataya gerigide. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Thank you for salvation. If you're sick in any part of your body, I want you to believe for healing. Because it's already available to you. There's nothing impossible with God. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Be made well. Be made well. Every spirit of infirmity, we curse you and command you to leave the children of God. Yes, and we release miracles into your life. Miracles of provision. Miracles of restored relationships. Miracles of healing. Miracles of growth and expansion in your business, in your ministry. You shall not be small. Though your beginning was small, yet your latter end would increase abundantly. There is nothing impossible with God. May there be restoration in your family. We pray for your parents. May there be peace between them. We pray for your families, your siblings, your cousins, your nieces, nephews, children, everyone. They receive grace because of you. You are the light of the world. Because of you, light is coming to your friends. Light is coming to your office. Light is coming to your family. There's nothing impossible for you. Thank you, Father. We bless you. Thank you for this great salvation. We receive all of it. Thank you for the unspeakable gift of Jesus. May we always think on Him and just see how much victory we have through Him.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
Thank you, Nadia Zone, for joining us in studio. You're blessed, you're blessed, you're blessed.
For listening to this teaching, we hope that you've been blessed by the Worship Harvest Sermon Series. For more teachings and other resources, visit www.worshipharvest.org or call 0393-281-555. That is 0393-281-555.